Last week, we heard the study showing Americans increasingly concerned about the growing inequality between the very rich and your average bear. But the very rich have problems of their own, including where to safely put their money, and many have been choosing to invest in prime real estate. A recent story in the online journal Russia Today reported that a Russian billionaire spent $88 million for a four-bedroom apartment on Central Park West in New York. His young daughter moved in. In Miami Beach, the owner of the Russian Standard Bank and Russian Standard Vodka paid $25 million for an estate, the most expensive home purchase in that city since 2006. The same thing's happening in London, where property prices are soaring, and as the BBC's Michael Robinson reports, that's proven to be a problem for other Londoners.
These birds are lucky. They live for free, a stale breadcrumb's throw from Kensington Palace in the heart of London. While house prices in much of Britain have been stagnant or falling, in this super-exclusive neighbourhood, they rose 12% last year, and business is brisk.
This particular list I have here in front of me is 5 million plus viewings.
5 million pounds plus, so what, $7.5 million?
$7.5 million precisely, and upwards.
Mark Redfern runs the Kensington office of the upmarket estate agents Knight Frank.
I would say that we've got here a good 20 or 30 new individuals who have come into the market in the last week who are looking in that kind of price range.
I mean, well, I've just seen £22 million.
Though. Somebody just viewed a house of ours at £22.5 million. I was out with a gentleman last week who has a budget up to £40
million. £40 million for a residential home?
For a residential home.
According to Yolanda Barnes, the housing analyst of another top-of-the-market London estate agency, Savills, it's not just the British super-rich who are buying.
At the very top end, what we call ultra-prime, which is over £5 million, three-quarters are from overseas.
Three-quarters?
Yes, three-quarters of ultra-prime buyers.
Why is that?
There are several reasons. The worse the world gets, the more economic and political turmoil, it seems, the better London gets. And London properties are being used as a store of wealth, so it has quite close correlations, for example, with the market for gold. So when people are buying gold, they also tend to be buying prime central London properties.
Price rises in ultra-prime areas caused by super-rich buyers have rippled out across London.
This is the quiet street in West London where I live. It's two-storey terrace houses, very simple, and estate agents around here tell me that since 1997, the price of these houses has gone up by around £350,000.
While I was recording, the man who sweeps our street came by.
My name's Mark Milcury, and I'm from Roehampton.
I'm making a radio programme.
OK.
And I've just worked out that every year these houses have gone up by about £25,000 a year since 1997.
Wow.
Yeah. Every year since 1997.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that compare with what you're earning?
I get about 13,000, something silly.
About 13,000. That's half the average wage.
Yeah, yeah.
So these houses have gone up by double what you earn.
Yeah, and our wage doesn't seem to ever go up.
Every year?
No, yeah. I'm on the same wage that I was when I started here 12 years ago. It's everything else goes up by the day, like to get on buses and shops, and I don't know what really to do.
Is it enough to live on, half average
not really,
wage?
No.
For someone like Mark Melchiori, on half British average wages, home ownership is effectively impossible. But what about people who earn the average wage of £26,000 or more? At a school in northwest London, far from the select superprime parts of the city, teacher Rebecca Percy is going home to Australia because she's found it impossible to buy.
The area where I live in, I travel about half an hour. For a two-bedroom flat, that isn't particularly memorable. It could be up to £500,000.
Half a million?
Yes.
To buy such a flat, Rebecca Percy says, she'd need a 20% upfront cash deposit and need to be earning around £100,000 a year.
Do you have that?
No. And none of my friends, who are all professionals, have managed that. I'm a senior teacher, so I earn £45,000.
£45,000 is well above average wages.
It is, it is.
And despite that, there's still no way you say you could buy a property.
perhaps I could in 10 years' time. So I've decided to go back to Australia, where they're not giving away properties in Australia either, but it is something that's still relatively achievable for a professional to do.
With wages stagnating and London house prices still rising, that's a problem that's likely to get worse. British political leaders now all say they're concerned about growing inequality, but they're yet to come up with a strategy to reverse a trend of more than 30 years.
That report from Michael Robinson of the BBC.